You are listening to The Other Note with Matt at the helm on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And now it's time for something else that's modern and contemporary, shifting our gears from jazz to classical. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. This is Extratonal. And, I got some things on my mind. I just took a kind of a big leap today, rented a stand-up bass, and I'm going for a dream that I thought had long died many years ago. But I refuse to give up. And I'm just wondering out there if any of you listeners are similarly chasing dreams that you think are crazy. Or if you've succeeded chasing a dream that's crazy. If you got some story like that, I would love to hear it. I could really use to hear it. Send in your message at 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-CJSF-2573. And while you're thinking about that, while you're getting ready for all of that, Sharon, if you're feeling like it. And I do have our text request app open. I'm going to talk about the music we're going to listen to tonight. And there's a lot of it, so I'm going to try and do a little less talk and a little more plan. Tonight I got for you guys Chris Davis and the Lutoslawski... I knew I was going to mess it up. Chris Davis and the Lutoslawski Quartet. And this is Chris Davis's album, The Solastalgia Suite. And solastalgia is an interesting word. It's this idea of being homesick when you're home, and I don't know, it's one of those words, makes you think. Like, you ever have a moment like that where you're just like, man, I wish I was home, and you're at home, and it's crazy. But this suite that she wrote, like, Chris Davis, very interesting person. She's a jazz pianist, born in Vancouver, Albertan raised, and she's been mainly a jazz pianist and composer of modern music. And when you listen to this piece, this suite, really keep that in mind, because while I was listening to it, I could hear all of these jazz influences in this, what is clearly a modern classical piece. It's piano and it's string quartet. The Lutoslawski Quartet is a premier Polish modern music quartet. Lots of performances, lots of awards, all that kind of fun stuff. They're super good. And the combination of instruments and the lines that Chris Davis plays on her piano, like that she came up with, really, really brings to mind some jazz influences. And with that, I'm going to start playing this here album. First three tracks I'm going to play tonight are Interlude, An Invitation to Disappear, and Towards No Earthly Pole. So let's just get into that, because less talk, more play. Let's do it. Thank you. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Chris Davis and the Ludoslavsky Quartet performing Chris Davis's The Solastalgia Suite. And we just listened to a few tracks off of there. Interlude, An Invitation to Disappear, and Towards No Earthly Pole. And yeah, saying earlier on, like, so Chris Davis is a jazz pianist and composer, and listening to some of the lines in the strings, like especially the violin in Interlude and a couple of the other parts throughout, there's these moments where it's like, those are jazz chords, that's like a jazz line, like a little blue note here and there, a little thing happening there in the middle of a line where it's like, oh, that should be a minor, oh, it's major now, ooh, she put a seventh in there, ooh. And it's kind of funny to me because I don't know, every time I hear something like that pops up, I crack a smile because I'm like, ooh, got jazz in my classical. Matt would be so proud. Yeah, just to remind you, Other Note was on before this with Matt. He's doing all this jazz stuff. And he's like, oh, we're going to do a joint show. I mean, we basically do, but we really should. Our hope, our dream here is to plan a show where it blends from pure jazz to jazz classical to classical jazz to classical. That'd be kind of fun. If you're listening, Matt, we'll make it happen. But yeah, this is Extratonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald on CJSF 90.1 FM. And tonight is the night of Chris Davis and the Ludoslavsky Quartet. This brand spanking newish album, Solastalgia Suite, came out this year. So some of y'all are hearing something that not a lot of people have ever heard before. And it's a shame. So I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're out there having a good time. And if you're in a sharing mood, please text in 778-782-2573. Share a dream, an impossible dream that you have, because I'm embarking on one myself. Apparently the VSO needs a bassist, and this old dog is going for it. We'll see what happens. I don't know. You might be seeing me on stage in the future, but maybe not. Maybe. Who knows? It's a crazy dream. I'm going to try for it, because what's life worth living if you're not going to try for those crazy dreams? But yeah, so I'm going to play a little more of this Chris Davis for you coming up in a bit. But yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about the textures in there like this. So they got the piano, you got the string quartet, and it's interesting. Like, I was reading some articles, some interviews with Chris Davis, and there was something I saw at one point where she's talking about after she did this 2003 album, where she's like, I'm not going to play chords anymore, I'm just going to play lines. And I was like, that's interesting from a pianist. I mean, there's tons of chords in here, you can hear them, but if you think about the compositional process, especially since Chris is a pianist, I'm assuming much of this was written in piano first and then transcribed into string parts. And it's neat because, like, in jazz, you hear a lot of, like, little glisses, like, and especially in the piano, like, these little bing bing kind of things happening all the time. And it's not so common in classical. But throughout these pieces so far, I've been hearing so much of that. And it's nice. It's interesting. And it's kind of an understated jazz element in classical music. I mean, we have glisses. We do glisses. We do fun little things, but not usually with this kind of prevalence. It's neat. So listen for that as well. But in the upcoming tracks, I had a few moments where I was like, maybe she started composing these on synths, because some of the performance elements and the strings coming up really sound like, because I've been playing a lot with synths, and it sounds like when you put the LFO real fast, real wide, and do some kind of like wonky effect with the filter. Like, I'm enjoying a lot of the specific placement of the bow along the strings, like down towards the bridge, flottando up on the fingerboard, like all this kind of stuff. Listen out for that. Like, really tune into those textures, because that's what really sets this apart from a lot of other modern and contemporary classical music that I've heard, where, yeah, they play with textures, but I really feel like Chris Davis is, like, taking it to another level with those. So, as you're listening to the next three songs, The Known End, Pressure and Yield, and Life on Venus, kind of keep those things in mind. Like, think about where was the inspiration for this coming from? Was it initially scored on piano? Was she writing stuff out by hand and just hearing the strings in her head? I don't know. Crazier things have happened. I mean, Beethoven couldn't hear, and he was still composing orchestral pieces that we still play today. So, anything's possible when you dream hard enough. All right, here we go. Back into Chris Davis and the Ludoslavsky Quartet performing Chris Davis's Solostalgia Suite. We're jumping into The Known End, Pressure and Yield, and Life on Venus. Here we go.
Thank you.